Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Let's look at Mark chapter 1, verse 39. Mark chapter 1, verse 39. The Bible says that, and he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. The word devils there is talking about demons. He preached in their synagogues. So look at the ministry of Jesus. He moves from synagogue to synagogue, from church to church, preaching and casting out demons. Hallelujah. He had this very powerful ministry. Expelling demons was a normal routine part of demonstrating that the kingdom of God was at hand. And I want us to understand the kind of people that Jesus Christ was casting out devils out of. The kind of people who did not have the control. The Bible says that he preached in their synagogue. The synagogue was attended by devout Jews. There were Jews who did not care about Judaism. In fact, up to this day, who are even Muslims. There were Jews who did not care about the Old Testament practices. The synagogue was attended by devout Jews. Jews who believed in the Torah. Jews who believed in the Ten Commandments. They believed in the law of Moses. They believed in having only one wife. They believed in not coveting your neighbor's wife. They believed in thou shalt not kill. They believed in thou shalt not commit adultery. They believed in all of the commandments. You shall not have idols. You shall not bow down to graven images. These were the people in the temple. They were not the ordinary people. I believe that these people that Jesus Christ cast devils out, they are far better than the average person in the world right now. Because out there in the world, the people are full of idols. Out there in the world, the people are following girls and they are committing adultery. The people are watching bad films. The people are doing things anyhow. The people are corrupting themselves. They are stealing. They are taking from people. These are people these days who are corrupt. I believe that these people, or the people of our day, will have more devils invading their lives more than the devout Jews who were in the synagogues. Yet still, the Bible says that Jesus cast devils out of them. They were people who were respectable religious people. They were people who used the right language. They were people who would not take the name of the Lord in vain. They were people who feared to call the name even God. They were substituted with something else. When they have to call God by the tetragrammaton, the Yahweh. They will not say that. They believed in God. But Jesus cast devils out of respectable, right language, religious people. How much more the people of our day? I am saying this to make us to understand that demons are real. And demons do not have to be taken like we talk about ghosts, like we talk about fairies, like we talk about dragons and these people. Look at the book of Luke chapter 13. What we are doing is that we are looking into the Bible to really see, not just brush over it, but to really see the place of these enemies of the kingdom in the mission of Jesus Christ. Look at Luke chapter 13 and then verse 32. What does the Bible say? It says that, and he said to them, this is the time that Jesus Christ, did I say verse 32? Yeah, verse 32. And he said to them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, or I cast out demons. I want you to notice priority. Herod is telling him, leave my camp. Leave my country. And Jesus says, go and tell Herod that I am casting out demons. and I do chaos today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Casting out demons and performing chaos or healing today, tomorrow, and then the third day. I am made to understand that that was a language that was going on during Jesus' time. When you say, I'm going to do something today, tomorrow, and the third day, it was a normal parlance that the Hebrews were using in Jesus' day to say that, I am doing it today, tomorrow, and I'll do it forevermore. Hallelujah. So let us know the priority of Jesus. Says, I go and tell Herod that my first priority is that I am casting out devils. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus Christ is sending out his 12 disciples to go out into the world. And he says to them in verse 1, Matthew chapter 10, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. I want you again to know the priority of Jesus. The authority he gave to the disciples. First of all, he gave them the authority to cast out demons because they are the hindrances to the kingdom. And then to heal. Hallelujah. If you read Mark chapter 6 verse 13, the Bible tells us that when the disciples, these 12 disciples, came back after Jesus sent them out, and the first thing they reported was that even the demons were subject to us in your name. Hallelujah. It emphasizes for us the mission of Jesus, that demons casting was not something he relegated to the background. As long as his mission was to bring the kingdom, these people who like to share the control or God's influence in our lives has to be dealt with also. Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 10 and then verse 17. Luke chapter 10 and then verse 17. Try and open quickly to that place so that we can have a wonderful school. Luke chapter 10 and then verse 17. What does it say? It says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. This time, Jesus Christ sent out 70 apart from the 12. And then the Bible makes us to know, they report to him that even the demons are subject to us in your name. And look at Mark chapter 16 and then verse 17. Mark chapter 16 and then verse 17. Verse 16 says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. That's talking about us Christians. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I want you once more to look at the priority sign of Jesus that he says is going to follow believers. He says that the first sign is that in my name, they shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. So casting out of devils was something that was major to Jesus. And I believe that it shall be major for us too in Jesus' name. Let's ask this question. What are demons? Very quickly. Demons are spirit personalities with an intense craving to occupy physical bodies, especially human beings. Demons are spirit personalities. In other words, they are persons just like you. That is why they prefer persons and not any other being. Human beings are their first choice of occupation. Animals are their second choice. Hallelujah. If you read the book of Luke chapter 8, you get to understand this thing very well. But they have an intense craving to occupy physical bodies. Actually, the Bible says that when they have not gotten a physical body to occupy, they are restless. They are not happy. They are not comfortable. It's like a fish out of water. No, they want to possess, they want to influence, they want to be inside a human being. And that is something that I want us to understand. They are undercover personalities. When they are there, you do not know that they are there. But they are influencing your behavior. They are influencing your mood. They are influencing your control over your tongue. They are influencing your control over your mind. They are influencing your control over your body. They are influencing your control over your emotions. They are influencing your mindset. They are getting your philosophy. They are building doctrines. They are building intelligent things, logical things that you believe in. And they are exposed by the preaching of the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name. They are undercover. So when they don't have a human being, they are not in a human being, they do not like it. Because they possess the characteristics of human beings. Like the Holy Spirit, I taught us that the Holy Spirit was a person. These demons too are persons. They are spirits, just as the Holy Spirit is a spirit. Always if you read the Bible, you'll say that wherever the demon spirit come around, the Spirit of God will also show up. Because it is by the finger of God, by the Spirit of God that they are expelled. Hallelujah. We'll look at that later on. But I want us to know some of these marks of personalities that demons have. They have a will. Matthew chapter 12 verse 44. Over there, they said that I will return to my house from which I came. Can you imagine? I'm quoting, I will return to my house from which I came. Demons call human beings their house.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, demons too are saying that you too, you are my house. So they have a will. Says that I will return. They have a will. They can make decisions and follow through with the decision. And then they go. And they decide, I'm going to bring seven other people. They know these are seven other stronger people. Let's go to my house. Number two, I believe that it's only a person who has a will. Animals are not like that. Secondly, emotions. James chapter 2 verse 19. The Bible says that you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Tremble is an emotion. Sometimes when you are dealing with demons, they out of their fear, they shake the people they are occupying. They shake them like that. Because they are trembling, they are afraid. Says that you believe there is one God. He says, yes, you are doing well. Even the demon spirits also believe that there is one God. But they are afraid. They tremble. They have emotions. Hallelujah. Trembling is an outward mark of a strong emotions. Okay. The third sign that demons are personalities, just as you, just as the Holy Spirit, is that they have intellect. They have intellect. In fact, in Mark chapter 1 verse 24, you understand that demons have knowledge which is not derived from natural sources. Before the disciples, the 12 apostles, ever got to know Jesus as the Son of God, a demon had already recognized Jesus. It says that you are the Holy One of God. And I believe that when they said that, Peter and all those other people, they didn't really understand what the demon was saying. But on the spur of the moment, in the synagogue, Mark chapter 1 verse 24, the demon straight away recognized that without natural knowledge, somebody talking to him, that this is the Holy One of God who should come. Have you come to torment us? And they even went into eschatology, end time events. They have deep knowledge. If you read Acts chapter 16, you also understand this. Small girl with a spirit of divination. When he saw Paul, They didn't know Paul. Paul had just gone there to try and preach the gospel. As soon as they saw Paul, the demon in the girl spoke and said, "This is the servant of the Most High God. They show you the way of salvation." Paul was looking for an opportunity to preach. He had not gotten the opportunity, even started to show the way of salvation. He said, "But these people going," and the girl did it for 3 days. So they have intellect. The Bible says that they can construct a philosophy, a teaching, a doctrine that appeals to the mind of human beings, and intellectuals fall for it. The mind science and the yoga and the transcendental kind of thing, and those things that you will realize that most, the top brass, at least I have gotten exposed to people in personnel positions and all that. The top brass, they are in this kind of cults and doctrines of devils that is very logical. I mean, this transcendental meditation and Ekanka and all of these things that we know they are occultic, they are demonic. But your personnel man likes that. Because the thing, it appeals. Go and look at the university, the professors and all these people. That's where they go. They don't go to where the Spirit of God is, because the Holy Spirit doesn't make sense to them. But these demon spirits, they make logical sense to them. They can construct like persons. Intelligent. They have self-awareness. Mark chapter 5 and then verse 9. Jesus asked them, "What is your name?" And then they were aware of themselves. They didn't mention somebody's name. They mentioned their name. Say, "My name is Legion, for we are many." They have self-awareness. They are aware of their own identity and that of others with them, because they like to operate in gangs. The last sign I'm going to give you before I round up this thing for today is that demons are persons because they have the ability to speak. Only demons can speak. I mean, persons who can speak. They have the ability to speak. The Holy Spirit can speak. Human beings can speak. Only persons can speak. That's why animals don't speak. But demons can speak. In the three Gospels, we see demons speaking through the vocal cords of other people. Sometimes when you are dealing with them, they tell you, "I'm not come, I will not come, I will not come." They speak. They can answer questions. In fact, they are so intelligent, they can engage in conversation. You talk, they talk back. You talk, they talk back. Jesus Christ taught us that we should not engage in talking with demons and all of these necromancy and talking with evil spirits, like go to the cemetery and try to talk with people and all that. They are intelligent. They have the ability to speak, and then they are familiar. They are people who are around. Hallelujah. They are familiar spirits. One time Saul went to inquire from a woman who had a familiar spirit. And when the spirit came, the spirit spoke through this woman and spoke like Samuel was speaking. Because the woman invoked for Saul the spirit of Samuel. And Samuel, so to speak, came and then spoke with Saul. But that was a demon that was talking. What is the origin of demon? It is not known. I've already told us that they were around. And I believe they formed part of the darkness before we ever got here. They are around. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29 that the secret things belong to God. What is revealed belongs to us. It is important for us to not know the origin of demons. It will not help us in our interaction with them. That's why God sealed away their origin. Who are demons? When did they come? Some people say they are fallen angels. They are not fallen angels according to the Bible. They are not. Okay? Fallen angels, where they are, where they are bound, and where they are operating is different from where we know our characteristics of demons. So let us shut out the origin of demons and all that. And suffice it for us to know that they are around and they are familiar. They stalk us and they are always waiting for a place of weakness. I wanted us to end with something, but let's look at Hebrews chapter 7 in conclusion. Hebrews chapter 7, and then verse 24 to 25. Let's all go there because I wanted to end on a very strong note so that you know what authority you have over demon spirit and you will not be afraid or tormented. But we will do that next week, God willing. I'll add it to next week. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 7 and then verse 24. What does it say? It says that, but this man, talking about Jesus, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Jesus has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. And please underline, save them to the uttermost. That come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now, the Bible is that them is talking about us who have come to God through Jesus Christ. We are here because of Jesus. We have accepted God through Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there is a present day ministry, ongoing ministry of the Lord Jesus towards people like you and me. He says that he is able to save us to the uttermost who come to God by him. In other words, we are saved from the devil, but I hope you know that it is our spirits which are saved. Yeah. I'm sure you should know that by now. That our spirits are saved and our souls are being saved. Our soul is made up of our will, our mind, our emotions. It is being saved. And then our bodies will be saved. The last enemy of the human being who will be subdued is physical death. Our bodies are still subject to decay and rot and bondage and tiredness. But the Bible makes us to understand our spirits are saved. Now Jesus is continually working on us so that our will be saved. Our mind will be saved. And our emotions will be saved. And our bodies ultimately also will be saved. That should make you to understand that demon spirits cannot touch your spirit, which is saved, in which the Holy Spirit is. So demons cannot possess anybody who is a believer, born again. Because the Holy Spirit is already in your heart. But there is a battleground in which the devil fights. And it is an open battleground unless you close it. The Bible says a man who has no control over his spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And in the Hebrew, that spirit also infects the soul. In other words, we must have barriers in our minds against the onslaught of the devil, because demons weaken the will of men. Demons weaken the mind of men. Demons weaken the emotions of men. They try to control. That is where they obsess. So demons cannot possess a believer, but they can obsess a believer. Obsession is something that takes place in the mind. And as we proceed with this teaching, I'll teach you about the demons who try to attack the mind of the believer. Some of them try to attack our will so that you cannot even rise up. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not because you do not want to do it. It is because you do not have the controls. It is because you do not have the rule. But God wants to restore the rule back. And Jesus says that if I cast out the devil, then you have the rule. And we need to deal with that. Demons can influence your body. There are sicknesses that have demons behind them. They like to be undercover. They don't want to be known that they are behind it. It is only the anointing that pushes them out. It is only the gift of descendants of spirit that forces them out. And once they are manifest, they are ready to go. But ordinarily, they do not want to be manifest. They want to be there undercover personalities and influence you without knowing that they are running your life, without knowing that they are running your negative talk, that you cannot help it, and they are making you lie that you cannot help it, and they are making you behave in that manner that you cannot help it. But I believe that Mamlaka is coming back to us. I believe that Rada is coming. I mean that I believe that the controls, the dominion is coming back unto the people of the Lord, and Jesus is able continually. He is working on us so that our souls will be saved and our bodies will be saved, so that we become saved to the uttermost in every aspect of our life, so that demons cannot control your schooling life, because they can. They cannot control your marriage, because they can. They cannot control your relationship, because they can. I want us to understand that God has given us authority over demon spirit, and you have the backing of Jesus Christ, so that you should not be afraid. Even though I did not end on that note I wanted to end, I want you to know that Jesus is with you in your fight against demon spirit, because the kingdom, the Bible says, it is by his zeal that he is going to do it. So even over there, Jesus is going to ensure that his influence or his rule or his kingdom comes in your life and comes in our society. He will always do it so that we are saved, not just in our spirits, but to the uttermost. Our world, our souls, and our bodies are totally out of the control of demon spirits also. And then the controls is with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.